A fossil fuel mess on the prairie, a ruptured oil pipeline in the town of Belfield, North Dakota, the Belle Fourche, has spilled over 176,000 gallons of oil into the Little Missouri River tributary and a nearby hillside. The spill occurred just 150 miles west of the site where protesters have been fighting construction of that Dakota Access Pipeline. True Companies, the Wyoming-based company regulating this pipeline, has cleanup crews on site. The cause of the incident is still being investigated. We're joined by Lee Patterson, a reporter for Inside Energy. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Lee.
Hi there, John. Thanks for having me.
So is this part of the country crisscrossed with pipelines and that this is one of many?
You know, you have to remember that in the U.S., we have 2.6 million miles of pipelines. So really, every part of the country is crisscrossed with pipelines. And especially in western North Dakota, this town of Belfield is in the Bakken, which is a big region for producing oil and gas.
And as far as when they caught this spill, how much went into the river and how much is on the hillside?
So as you mentioned, rough estimates say around 180,000 gallons of crude oil have spilled. And a lot of that has gone into a nearby creek. Now, once the oil got into that creek, it started flowing downstream towards the Little Missouri River. But according to both the pipeline company and the North Dakota Department of Public Health, that spill is 100% contained, which is important. And in this case, authorities say there is no risk to drinking water. So right now in Belfield, it's a -2. This cleanup is no small task because of the size of the spill, but also because of the environment. It's freezing. It's snowy. That creek was liquid. It's now frozen, which means some of that crude oil is also frozen. And that just slows down cleanup.
Is this one of the larger spills, or is this, in seasonal terms, the kind of thing that you get year in and year out?
Going back to 2010, say, we average around 200 crude oil spills a year. So that works out to just about one every other day. And Inside Energy found that most of them, 60%, are pretty small, actually 210 gallons or so less. That's, you know, three bathtubs worth. And 5% were about 20,000 gallons or more. So that puts this spill in the top 5% in terms of size.
And what habitats are threatened? Do we know?
Well, it's a good question, and we don't know because that creek is now frozen. But again, the important thing is that there is no risk to drinking water, and that's one of the main concerns when there's a crude oil pipeline spill in a water body rather than on land. In a water body, that oil can move, and it has in the past in a couple of very big, high-profile spills.
And Belfield is not threatened as far as its water supply is concerned. Does True Companies have a good reputation?
It's a Wyoming-based company, and it operates a variety of pipelines. And according to a federal agency that regulates pipelines called PHMSA, that's the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, the subsidiary of the True Companies, the Belle Fourche Pipeline Company, that's the one that operates this particular pipeline, it has reported 11 crude oil spills since 2010, including 5 in North Dakota. They've kind of varied in size. None were at water body crossings like this one, and there were no reports of water contamination, but it definitely has a spill record.
So what did the Standing Rock Sioux say in response to this spill?
This was one of their main concerns, that the Dakota Access Pipeline would break and would contaminate their drinking water. And so, you know, of course, the tribe has since posted articles about the spill on its Facebook page, lots of shares, lots of comments. And I talked to the Standing Rock Sioux chairman, Dave Archambault, last night, and he called this spill a prime example of when leak detection systems fail. He said, "We all know pipelines break." So they are watching this closely.
Lee Patterson is a reporter for Inside Energy. Thanks so much, Lee.
Sure thing, John.